CBS presents this program in color.
Easy, Schultz. It's only me, Carter.
Oh, you scared me.
Light.
Hold this.
My rifle.
Sorry, Schultz. Oh.
I don't keep it loaded.
Thanks for the light, Schultz.
Hello, Mama Bear. Hello, Mama Bear. This is Goldilocks.
Mama Bear to Goldilocks. Stand by for transmission. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again, even though they tried for 2 days. Over and out.
What's your name?
Yeah, what is it?
Hold it.
1 minute. What? All right. Probing raid. Repeat. Probing raid. Not an invasion. Sector Q19, 48 hours. Birthday present for Adolf. Need latest information, troop movements, your area. Last transmission, 1500 hours tomorrow. Following that, radio silence. Cease all escape activity. Surprise essential.
Hey, what a birthday present, huh?
What are you going to give it to him, huh?
It's the outer crocs like it.
Hold it. This is a reconnaissance job. Oh, I need a volunteer who's got plenty of guts and can move fast.
Oh, you can depend on us, Colonel.
Oh, yeah, we'll think of somebody to send.
Sure, one of us will be glad to go.
Oh, come on, I said volunteer. I can't order you to go on a mission like this. Now, who's going to step forward and take this job? Thank you, LeBeau.
I didn't move a muscle.
You had that volunteer look?
That's how I got married. Volunteer the same way.
Calling Mama Bear. Goldilocks calling Mama Bear. Come in, Mama Bear. Come in.
It's no use, Colonel.
They shut down.
They warned us. Radio silence till after the raid.
Missed them by less than 2 hours.
Gee, I couldn't help from being late, Colonel.
Patrol stopped me. The area was crawling with crowds. I had to make a big detour to get back.
Well, you could have moved a little faster.
Oh, yeah? I'm dressed like an old woman, and why would a little old woman be running through the woods? You tell me that.
You always say you were being chased by a little old man.
All right. Knock it off. We got a problem. Headquarters doesn't know they've moved in a gun emplacement. We don't have any communications. The map.
Schmeckhausen is the reference point going in.
All right, Schmeckberg, Schmeckhoff, Schmeckstad. Here it is, Schmeckhausen.
Hey, that battery commands a whole section of the beach.
Exactly. They'll smash the raid before it gets started. Sitting ducks. How many guns?
I counted 12. All 88s.
Oh, murder. Only we could knock them out.
Hey, maybe hand grenades would do a little damage.
It's 15 miles from here at least.
Well, I'll warm up my pitching arm.
Well, let's face it. Adolf's gonna have a nice present for his birthday. Allied landing knocked out before it starts.
If only we could... LeBeau.
Did I volunteer for something again?
You're beautiful.
I am?
You said the magic word, Adolf's birthday. What are the forgery boys working on?
Fake raffle tickets. We've been selling them to the crowds.
Raffle tickets?
Yeah, it's an all-expense-paid trip to New Orleans for the Mardi Gras. It's for after the war.
All right, look, tell them I need a set of orders for the commander of that gun battery.
You got it.
All right, Newkirk, I need a motorcycle and a sidecar from the carpool.
You got it.
I need some German uniforms. Make them infantry enlisted men for a change.
You got it.
All right, let me see. We got uniforms, orders, transportation. Did I forget anything?
Yeah, how about assigning a couple of guys to help me off with my girdle?
You got it.
In keeping with orders from Commanding General Fourth Army Group, military units will show respect and affection for our beloved Führer, with proper celebration to be enjoyed by all ranks. Details for your relief for this purpose are to be worked out with the bearer, Captain Hogenburg. Signed, Colonel Commanding. I can hardly make out his signature.
Colonel's a very busy man, administrative details. And who, poor man? Who gave you permission to be at ease? Extend the detection. Action!
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän.
To keep after them every minute. As you were saying, Major.
According to these orders, you are to relieve me for the Führer's birthday celebration.
Yes, sir. I have a small detachment on temporary patrol in Schmeckhausen. At your service, sir.
Ah! Does headquarters expect a squad of infantry to relieve experienced artillerymen?
Major? May I suggest you confirm the orders with headquarters?
Yeah, an excellent idea. I will do just that. Hello. This is Wilhelmstrasse 2 calling Bismarck 14.
Hallo. This is Bismarck 14.
This is Major Keitel. I wish to speak with Colonel Stimmer.
Jawohl, Herr Major. Colonel. It's Major Keitel at Wilhelmstrasse 2.
Colonel Stimmer speaking. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Hoppelmann!
Colonel, I have your orders, and I wish to confirm the Führer's birthday.
Oh, you wish to confirm our beloved leader's birthday? That is very kind of you, Major. I only hope for your sake the Gestapo is not listening.
Sir, you misunderstood.
You will carry out your orders to the letter. That is an order, understood? And Major, it has been reported to me that the buildings on your post need attention.
Well, sir, we could use a little fixing up and...
We'll see that it's done before the beloved Führer's birthday party. There may be press here from Berlin. And Major, that is an order, understood?
Understood, sir.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Hoppelmann!
Let me talk to Captain Hogenburg.
Yes, sir. Heil Hitler. The Colonel wants you, Captain.
Hello? Captain Hogenburg speaking. Oh, yes, sir. Fine, thank you, sir. A case of Rhine wine and a case of schnapps. The quartz, not the fifths. I understand, sir. To your headquarters. Consider it done, sir. Heil Hitler! I'll tell you something in confidence, sir.
Of course.
There is a drinking problem. Pressure of the war.
Really? That would account for the strange way he sounded. Has Berlin been told?
Ah, you know their answer. What kind of schnapps does he like? We'll send him a case.
Extraordinary.
Yes, and a tough man, they know it.
Yeah, so do I. He has ordered me to clean up my post in time for the Führer's birthday celebration. Impossible! I have no men to spare for this kind of work.
Major, you've heard of Luftstallag 13.
A prisoner of war camp a few miles from here, isn't it?
Crowded with able-bodied prisoners of war. Might I suggest that you borrow a few to do the work?
Excellent suggestion, Captain. Enemies of the Third Reich helped with preparations for the Führer's birthday. Nice touch, eh?
Be good to put the Schwein to work.
Tell me, Captain, do you happen to know the Commandant's name at Stalag 13? I call him.
Klink. Colonel Wilhelm Klink.
Full Colonel?
Yes, but a typical desk officer has never been in combat. I think he would faint at the sight of a rare steak. Upperman! Gave you permission to laugh. Wipe that smile off your face. Watch him! If you have no further need for me, sir.
Captain Oldenburg, a great pleasure. You have been very helpful.
Danke, sir. I try. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Obermann! Right face! Achtung! Forward! Hand! My wife's brother. The only way to fight the war, you know that.
Yeah, but I wish that we would be on the same side.
I'll come over.
I only see you a few minutes at a time.
Helga, how would you like to go to a party tomorrow night?
Wunderbar. Oh, I love parties. But what is the occasion?
Hitler's birthday.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll have a good time anyway.
I was thinking, perhaps if you invited some of your girlfriends, some blondes, brunettes, redheads, a nice assortment, you know, I'd arrange to have you all picked up and taken over to Schmeckhausen.
Schmeckhausen? But there's nothing in Schmeckhausen.
We're arranging something right now.
And how will you get out of camp?
Don't go away.
Major Keitel, it is impossible. I cannot let any of my prisoners out of camp for such a purpose.
It's being arranged right now.
No one has ever escaped Stalag 13 because I just simply do not take such risks. No, I don't care what the occasion is. Whose birthday? Why didn't you say so? Of course I can arrange it, Major Keitel. Goodbye. What? Oh, yes. Heil Hitler. Every time I turn around, you are having another birthday. Call Colonel Hogan.
You call?
Hogan! Hogan, come in. Colonel Hogan, you wanted to see me?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a request.
Request denied. What is it?
Like a man with an open mind. Sir, tomorrow's Hitler's birthday.
Yes.
And I wondered if you'd care to celebrate by giving us 2 extra hours of electric light in the barracks.
Mm-hmm. So you can have more time for digging your escape tunnel.
We've already finished the tunnel. We're working on an elevator now.
You're being impertinent?
Yes, sir. I do the best I can.
Colonel Hall, from time to time, prisoners of war are asked to work for which they are paid.
Well, according to the Geneva Prisoner of War Convention, we can refuse.
Now, I need 1 hour's work at a military installation outside of camp.
Request denied.
It's not heavy labor.
Is there any other kind?
Very well. Assign a work party and I'll give you 40 minutes of additional electric light in the barracks.
An hour and a half.
50 minutes?
An hour and a quarter.
1 hour, not a second more.
Throw in 2 extra ball games, you got yourself a deal.
1 extra ball game?
Forget it, I'll take my business elsewhere.
All right, all right, all right. 1 hour of extra electric light and 2 extra ball games.
You got yourself a deal. I'll assign a work party.
Just one moment, Colonel Hogan. You know that eventually I'm going to find that escape tunnel of yours.
Oh, I hope so, because it leads direct to the Russian front, and we need somebody to lead the way.
Dismissed!
Don't forget the girls for the party.
I won't.
Sounds like a direct hit.
Where do I put it?
Over there. Hey, Carter.
Yeah.
It's time to move. Pass away.
Yeah, I got you. I'm on the way.
Schultz. Hey, Schultz. We finished.
Nice. Very nice. Very, very nice. Now, let us go home.
Oh, me say.
Out, 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 out. Everybody, out. Rouse in the box. Everybody, rouse. Roll call. Everybody, out. Rouse! Rouse! Schnell, 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 schnell! Everybody in! Schnell! Halt, 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 halt! Einen Moment! One moment! Halt! Eins! Zwei! Drei! Vier! Fünf! Sechs! Sieben! Acht! Wait a minute, wait a minute! Haven't I seen you before?
I don't know. Ever been to Milwaukee?
Right here!
Hey, pal, you ever seen me before?
Never.
Yeah, you see, and he's been to Milwaukee.
Sure, and I also been to Dusseldorf. And say, didn't I meet you in Dusseldorf?
Dusseldorf? Ah, go ahead.
20.
Danke. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Hinein mit euch.
We're almost ready, Colonel.
All right, all right. Make it quick. The girls are on the way.
Right on schedule.
Hey, look at me. I'm a crowd corporal.
I wish you would. The war might be over by now.
Let's get ready to move out and no talking.
Well, can't we whistle at the dames?
Only in German.
Major, you don't seem to understand. My orders are to relieve you.
Yeah, I know. You may post your men at the guns, but I will remain in command personally.
But don't you want to enjoy the Führer's birthday party, sir?
Captain, I have thought it over, and I feel it is my duty as an officer to remain in active command of the guns at all times, regardless of the circumstances.
I understand, sir. Excuse me. Hoverman!
How many times must I tell you to stand at attention?
Achtung!
Forgive me, Major. Ever since I made him corporal, I can't do a thing with him.
Now, you were saying?
I was saying post your men, but I will remain in command.
But, sir, your orders are to have a good time.
Yeah, 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 I know, but I am sure that if he were here, the Führer himself would approve my actions as being absolutely correct and in line with... Call me if you need me, Captain.
All right, let's wrap it up fast here. LeBeau, you stand guard here. Nobody in or out. Carter, back up the truck and keep the motor running. The rest of you guys come with me.
Hey, Colonel, what do we do if the girls come back?
Leave them alone, and that's an order.
Well, it sure is. I can't get a break in either on you.
This is the wine for Clink.
That's not our best stuff, is it?
For him, are you kidding? It's practically vinegar.
It's real.
Believe me, be better off drinking the label.
Wait a minute. I have to drink with him.
Well, Colonel, this is war. You can't expect to live forever.
Thanks a lot, Port.
Very kind of you to help us celebrate, Colonel Hogan.
Why not? We don't want to be enemies just because we're enemies.
Good health and a short war.
Schultz, this is a good wine.
Wohl, Herr Kommandant.
It's a gay, saucy little wine we call Hussy of the Vineyards.
So, Hogan, tell me, how do prisoners of war get wine?
Come on, Colonel. Does Macy tell Gimble?
Macy? Gimble? Schultz, do you know these men?
No, Herr Kommandant.
I want you to check the roll call very careful tomorrow.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
Sorry I mentioned it. So, the traveling salesman says to the farmer, my car broke down and I'll have to stay for the night. The farmer says, I have to tell you something. I don't have a daughter. Let's go back to Macy and Gimble. Fighting amongst themselves now?
And got away because you were unable to stop them.
And I say it is because your prisoners sabotaged my gun.
Ha! That's ridiculous. All of my prisoners were accounted for at roll call. You asked for a working party, I gave you one. Did they do a good job?
Yes.
Good.
But that is not the issue at point.
That ends the matter as far as I'm concerned. Dismiss?
Yes, sir. But I assure you, Berlin will favor my version of this affair.
The nerve of that man trying to shift the blame for his own inefficiency. The Third Reich has no place for a man like that.
Sounds like a drinking problem.
Undoubtedly. By the way, Colonel, I understand that your working party did an excellent job in cleaning up the gun battery.
Thank you.
During my inspection this morning, I noticed that our own buildings could use some extra repair work.
Request denied.
I offer one extra hour of electric light and one more slice of bread per man a week.
Two extra hours of light and two slices of bread.
One and a half extra hours of light and one and a quarter slices of bread per man.